talk to us a bit about the European move to have oil prices switch to perhaps the euro dollar versus the American dollar, because I know that's a topic that's important to you because of the particular business that you are in.
Yeah, let me tell you, I think the biggest threat that we have to the American economy right now is if nations that we are dependent on for the shortfall of oil that we use on a monthly basis were to stop accepting U.S. dollars and only accept euros, or worse yet, gold dinars from the Islamic Development Bank in cooperation with the Organization of Islamic States. Most people don't realize that America uses about 21 million barrels of oil a month. We produce 9 million barrels of it ourselves, and we import 12 million barrels from other countries. We have some favorable countries that work with us, Mexico, Canada, and Venezuela. Matter of fact, some could argue that that's why we have the immigration problem we have, because we're not willing to tell Vicente Fox to stop sending us illegal immigrants for fear he'll shut off the oil. But the other 12 million barrels that we get come from primarily the Middle East. The Middle East truly believes that America has been stealing their natural resource. We document this in the book by many people. Even the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, has openly said America is stealing from us. You're selling us oil and we're taking your worthless dollars in payment. As a direct result of that, there's a move afoot. Saddam Hussein started it, where he didn't want to be paid in dollars. He wanted to be paid in euros. If that ever takes hold in the Middle East and we remain as dependent as we are, Todd, on the Middle East for oil, God help us. We'll be put in a stranglehold that this economy can never deal with, because just yesterday, Alan Greenspan said that we, and I'll quote him, although the global economic expansion appears to have been on reasonably firm path through the summer months, the recent surge in energy prices will undoubtedly be a drag from now on. And he's concerned that effectively the rates of growth in America, Japan, and overseas could be hampered or possibly even short-circuited if these prices remain at these levels or above.
Mr. Smith, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your book again?
You can, in the next week or so, you should be able to go on to any major bookstore. BarnesandNobles.com carries it. Amazon.com. You should be able to go to Bookstar or any of the major booksellers. They just started shipping the books yesterday, and they should be on the shelves hopefully by the end of this week, the beginning of next week. Or, of course, the easiest way is just go to Amazon.com and put black gold, two words, second word, stranglehold, into the search engine. It'll pull right up. You can order it there, and they got a great discount on it right now.
The book is Black Gold Stranglehold, The Myth of Scarcity and the Politics of Oil. Our guest has been Craig Smith. Mr. Smith, we appreciate you coming on.
Hey, great being with you.
Yes, sir.
Bye now.